Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
One of the great songbirds of our time, great songwriters, Stevie Nicks, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. Michael Dermer is our guest. Michael is a new friend, but he'll soon be old friend. We've got a lot to learn from Michael. His book is called The Lonely Entrepreneur. The difference between success and failure is in your perspective. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. What, Michael, your website is thelonelyentrepreneur.com?
www.lonelyentrepreneur.com.
Know thee. All right, so check that out, folks. I'm sure they got a lot of good stuff in the website where they can get a flavor for the book and all that.
Absolutely.
So perspective, that's the key, and I think you're right. I remember one of the things that helped me with perspective, where perspective helped me, Mike, over the years, over the 27 years that I've been running my business. Was learning how to check my position. You know, whenever my business was going to heck, I would say, okay, how are my kids? They're good. Are my friends still coming around? Yeah, they're good. How about my family? You know, can I move? Am I healthy? I would say things like that to myself, and I say, okay, this is just one thing that's going wrong. My whole world is spinning out of control. What do you think?
Now, what's interesting is that a lot of entrepreneurs also, they evaluate their life right in the middle of the fight, right? You'll come back from a meeting where you've, you know, lost a customer, and that's right when you say to yourself, I wonder if I want to be an entrepreneur, right? Nobody ever kind of wins a deal and comes back and makes that same evaluation.
Right,
so
right.
What I would say is the fact that you do have to have that context of where you're going, but I think what makes it hard for entrepreneurs is that, you know, when people say just have grit and passion, I mean, we can all run headfirst into a mall over and over and over again, but it still hurts. And so, you know, how do you change your perspective while you're feeling those things, right, along the way so that you go to work the next day and you do a little better, or you have some more success and you actually kind of feel that? And I think that's what kind of helps you get through that piece of it. Even though, like you said, when the other parts of your life are doing well, how do you get through that piece of it is actually by doing better and making progress by changing those perspectives.
Did you ever get to the point where you could be thankful for your challenges, thankful for things that weren't going well? The reason I said that is because, and I've talked about this on the show before, what I love about being a business owner is not that one day I might actually get rich one of these days. I'll have to get off the radio to do that, by the way. But it's that even the challenges belong to me. I love that part. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, John F. Kennedy said, we choose to do things like go to the moon, not because they are easier, but because they are hard. I am a completely different human being because of the experiences that we went through, and unbelievably, you know, humbled by not only the experience, but also, you know, waking up every day. When you see in an entrepreneur's face that intensity and passion and also the struggle, mm-hmm. I don't know if you feel this way, Jim, but it's a complete honor to wake up every day. And if you can actually help people across America,
absolutely,
across the world do better, it completely changed me. I would have had a pretty cushy life in a New York law firm. My family had a real estate business. And during the time, I don't think I realized it, but I'm unbelievably thankful that I went through the challenge.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. So you said you continue to use the term we, the word, the pronoun we. Tell us who we is. You've got an organization. Is there family in your business? And if so, how did all that work out during these tough times?
Well, you know, my company got to be a couple hundred people, you know, before we sold it. And you know, when you build something up from scratch and especially go through those challenges, you almost feel like a family. The people in my company in Scent One were incredibly close. The couple people working on me with The Lonely Entrepreneur. You know, my family had a little bit of money invested in it, and, you know, my brother and I, about a year apart, who grew up, you know, playing basketball in the front yard, killing each other, literally got to the point where we almost weren't speaking. during the midst of this financial
crisis.
Were
you working together?
We weren't working together, but, you know, when your family has money in business.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes you back to when you're on the playground when you're 10.
Right.
But I also had two parents that were unbelievably wise and said, listen, it's going to be a lot of noise. Make your plan, stick to your plan, and stick to it. And even though there's bullets flying overhead. So, you know, you just have to have the composure and the confidence to be able to go, okay, I understand the world's collapsing around me and my brother and I are killing each other.
Right.
But how do you kind of get through that pressure?
And those are CEO thoughts, aren't they? They're not manager thoughts. Those are CEO thoughts, aren't they?
You know, it's so true. You know, sometimes what happens with entrepreneurs is you have someone that is, you know, a doctor, a jewelry maker, a fashion designer, you know, somebody that wants to sell products on the internet, and they think of themselves with respect to that skill, right? But they don't realize that, like it or not, they need to be CEO, which means you need to take ownership, you need to plan, you need to prioritize, and you can't just say, listen, I make great jewelry. And that's that perspective of thinking of yourself like the CEO, even if it's just you. That change in perspective is critical, no different than if you were taking care of your child, right? You don't say, well, I'm not going to take care of my child on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take ownership of it. Mm-hmm. And that shift, if you will, and the acceptance of the fact that you need to be CEO, whether or not you signed up for the job, is critical to taking ownership and then taking the steps to move forward.
LonelyEntrepreneur.com is a website. The book is called The Lonely Entrepreneur, The Difference Between Success and Failure is Your Perspective. Folks, this book will help you. I don't care, even if you're doing great, it'll still help you. Hey, Michael, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
It would be my honor, sir.
We'll love to have you back. We'll get you back in real soon. Good job today. Michael Dermer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.